Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers, and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, or the Goddess. But one thing we know, we are all children of sex. And sex is what we're talking about here on Radio Susie One, broadcasting live for the first time from the new Bonoboville. L-A-X. With a capital X. Yes, brothers and sisters, that's what we talk about here at L-A-X. Sex. S-E-X. X. X. Mm-hmm. And love, and life. Sex is the essence of life, the trick we play on death. And it's a lot more than that. Uh-huh. And we've been talking about all of this for, decades.
I'm not gonna count.
Because I am born again tonight. On Radio Susie One, on also on DrSusie.tv. Just one camera tonight, folks. One little webcam. Ooh, it's going to move around and around. Whoops! And around. Lots of whoopsies. Whoop-doop-dee-doo. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves. Your mother confessor. And your señorita of static. Are we hearing that, static?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
But we are broadcasting live for the first time, brothers and sisters. So we have a little bit of, we have technical difficulties. Listen, when we were broadcasting for the 331st time from certain locations, we had technical difficulties. So what do you expect from our first time? It's exciting. Oh, getting hot in here. Oh, yeah. Broadcasting for the first time. It's our virgin show from the new Bonoboville. Whoa. When I turn my head, I get static. Okay. That's better. It's sort of like I worked it out of my system. I don't know. Anyway, it is our first time. There's bound to be kinks. And this is kind of a kinky show. You know what? When I turn my head towards... Is this that goes kind of haywire?
Could be.
Okay, so here we go. Maybe I won't
don't look
turn
at
it so much, you know.
You're not supposed to look at it.
Okay, so let me move this over here. Maybe it's this thing. Okay. We're just learning the ropes of our technical bodies. You know, it's like virgins learning the ropes of their physical bodies. We are virgins with our equipment in this space. Our new bonobo girl. Wow.
I turned it around. There was like... Some...
Are you wearing a Halloween mask?
Me?
There's
no.
Tulle and thrusting. I didn't know what to do.
Let's do some legs.
Anyway, it's our first time. Right? Our virgin show.
It's our virgin show.
Virgin show. And this is my first husband, Max.
Your first husband.
Yes. Right. And my last. My only husband. Time. But you are my first husband. And you are, of course, Captain Max, but you don't have your captain's hat.
No, I'm Bald Max.
Prince Max could also be Max the Bald.
And on the telephone, right. I'm fresh and easy.
Yes, you are. That is so strange. I feel like I have to... I don't know. No, I shouldn't show it because then everyone would get your cell phone number. But you do show up as fresh and easy. Someone has to help me out with my Android. So this is Max the Butler, Max the Prince, and Max the Captain of the ship. And we're in a new ship, Lollipop.
We're in a new ship.
Mm-hmm. Here's my Lollipop.
Yep. And we're right by LAX, so that's where we're broadcasting from. And here, you can see, where's that plane?
Oh, the plane. There we are, flying.
That plane just landed on the runway.
That looks like the first plane, like, you know, Kitty Hawk or something.
And my
and your microphone just went out. Okay.
Can you tell him my microphone
went
out?
His mic just went out.
Hello, hello.
It's our first time and it feels so new.
Fixing static.
Okay, he's fixing. So, okay, can we...
Yes,
what
okay.
We
turn it on. This is totally... this is on a very high end.
High? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Test.
Feels so new. My heart is beating fast. Like I'm with a new lover.
Are you back on?
Mm. Because, hey, there's a first time for everything, but more important, there's only one first time for anything. You never get to have a second first time. So you better make it good, right? A lot of pressure, huh? Pressure is the enemy of pleasure, but there you have it. It's there anyway. You never get to have a second first time. This is it. It's our only first show from LAX.
We're good.
Yeah, you hear the planes out there? Right, that's what you hear. Yeah,
that's right. That's
they planes. Sound a little like cars, but they're planes. It's both, actually. Planes,
it's
cars,
a combination.
Trains.
We haven't soundproofed the window yet.
Mm.
But we can look out and watch Virgin Airlines land.
Virgin Airlines, yeah.
I watch them all the time.
Wow. That's, I mean, I love Virgin Airlines. They always give you lots of little earplugs
and
footy things. And not a lot of foot room, which is great for little people like me.
The kneecap.
Right.
For big guys.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Mm. But then you get to rest your head in my lap.
So should we tell them?
We joined the Mile High Club when we flew Virgin Airways. We had to get out of our seats and into that little...
Yeah.
Latitude.
So we are right near LAX. We're on Bonobo Way. It's the name of the street we're on.
Yes.
You can look it up on Google.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're in a town called Bonoboville.
Yeah, Bonoboville.
And we're on Bonobo Way. The main drag of Bonoboville is Bonobo Way. That's, the most, that's where City Hall, Bonoboville City Hall is.
And the zip code on that, when you're looking it up, is 90069. And you can Google that.
Wait a second. That's West Hollywood.
Oh, that's West Hollywood?
Yeah, that is. 90069 is West Hollywood. I mean,
we're 90.
We're gay, but we're not West Hollywood.
Yeah. We're, you know, multiple.
So, yeah.
No, but I used to live in West Hollywood, I know that.
I did too.
So.
When I moved into your apartment.
That's right.
That's right.
My first husband. I remember you.
Right.
And here we are doing a show.
Together.
For the first time. Together.
I mean, thousands of years later.
Right. And we just moved into this place, you know, on Bonobo Way.
Can you describe it a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's a beautiful place. It used to be a motel.
So
it's got those motel vibes, like hookers have been here, you know.
Well, Bonobo Way was full of motels in the 50s.
Right, right.
And there were a lot of things.
And people having affairs, you know, in motels. Right, and it's all built around a garden with lots of balconies.
That's great.
Very romantic, like Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that.
Front gate and garden.
Yeah.
And windows to every office. Every studio has a window.
Mm, yeah, it's very very romantic, mm-hmm. and kind of exhibitionistic.
And you can see the moon at night and the planes in the sky.
Because you know when you walk around the balcony, you're on display a little bit, and the people in the garden, you see them. You see people from different angles. Very interesting. And of course, it'll be even more interesting when we have the whole place to ourselves. We are on the verge, brothers and sisters. Those of you who are in on the newsletter know that Bonoboville is currently occupied.
Yes, by religious fanatics.
Well, we could say we got a preacher, a pusher, two blind mullahs, and a hot hairdresser.
Right. Down with the booty.
And
with the booty.
She's got booty. Right.
And a very important factoid. Okay?
Yes.
We are broadcasting from the studio of a religious station. That's
oh, was this before. One was here. That yeah. was a religious station before.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
and
the
now
devils
it's
are picking over.
Well, I am the Reverend Dr. Susan Warren.
Right. And I am the devil.
Yeah. Well, I follow 666 people on Twitter. You know. So.
Hey, you guys want to sit down here? You can sit.
Yeah.
Down there.
Okay. So, so we're gonna have. We actually have no guests, but
no,
we have
actually,
a new producer.
Yeah, but we have very rare guests,
right?
Which is ourselves.
Ourselves.
Generally, we have all these, you know, sort of
great people. What
oh,
are you talking
people,
about?
Right. Sort of these people.
Yeah, we have these people. Okay, so
rarely do we have us on.
We have us. We have us.
Tonight we have us.
Don't let me forget to give the 12 commandments of virgin sex. Okay, before we...
You can adjust
or actually, it's 10 commandments. It's 12
oh, it's
steps,
perfect.
Right? It's a 12-step program, 10 commandments. You know, I can't keep my dogma straight. Okay. All right. Look who's here.
Oh, I did it. It's my first time.
I know. This is so cool. It's your first time actually on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Oh, wait. No, actually. No. Actually,
did
when
you?
I was your bartender,
yeah.
I was a seat filler.
You were a seat filler, but did you actually speak?
No. You introduced me, but then I was gone.
Yeah, it was a seat filler.
I had to go to the
bar. This is, you are on now.
Yes.
You are on.
I'm here, darling.
You are here, and
I'm
you
here.
Are dressed for it. Look at this.
Sans shoes.
Yes, no shoes, though. Where,
it's
okay.
My socks.
Oh,
my
yeah,
socks
no,
my
the
shoes.
Socks are cool. Look at these. Argyles. On, no, I mean,
the nobles don't wear shoes.
I do.
Oh. Dr. Susie's
shoes.
Because you're a head bonobo and you can afford shoes.
Yes, I have a lot of shoes, actually. If you are ever
the rest of us are cool.
Lucky enough to come to Bonoboville,
but my socks do
you will
shoes.
See my shoe display. Right?
Yes, right.
Right.
Which is quite something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
that's
anyway.
That's one of the attractions.
Aside from not having shoes, we have to say that... okay. Whoops. I knocked over something. Okay. Well, it's my virgin show. I'm sorry. Okay. Bennett, is that still okay? Bennett is tweeting right now, by the way. And
look. Oh, there's my tits and there's my babe.
There is... Our girl. This is our manager, right? Does she look like she can manage anything?
I can manage all of you guys.
I want you to notice our very high-tech dolly.
Dolly. Right.
This is the latest.
They move like a robot.
It's the latest in technology.
Right.
Okay.
She got to show the dog.
It has 24 points or so where you can.
Right, because that's 24 opportunities to connect cameras.
Yeah.
You have 24 cameras at once.
Okay,
it's
so.
Fancy stuff.
This is Trixie.
Hi.
Trixie Plenty. Her last name is Plenty.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Trixie Plenty.
Good Ann. Right. Lenny Trixie. Okay, so Trixie, this is a great outfit you've got on. You're wearing
Thank
a corset.
You. Yes, from Corset Story.
Okay, Corset
yeah.
Story.
Great.
And a tutu.
And a tutu, yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah, turn around. Okay, let's see. Wait, no, that wasn't long enough. Wait, whoa. We want to see the booty.
Oh.
Right, yeah.
The rear
okay,
end.
Booty. Okay, here's the side view and the back view of the booty with a flashlight
that's,
on it.
No,
I see.
That's the booby light.
Right, the booty light. Right,
booty
right,
light.
Right. I like it.
That's a booty light.
Okay, so this is your first time on the Dr. Susan Block Show. You are our manager now. You were our bartender. You were promoted.
I know. That was a hell of a promotion. Thanks, guys.
So how much oral sex did you have to give?
Surprisingly, not that much. I was actually looking forward to a little bit more.
I was not
involved in any of that.
Well, I'm cutting off your head.
Yeah, thank you. Get rid of the bald spot. That's good.
Okay, right, okay.
I look good.
Yeah, I know, you look like you're hanging out at the beach, Max.
I look good.
Mm-hmm. All right, and so does the alcohol in front of you.
Right.
Very copious.
I have this, too. Yeah, like this.
I know. Can I drink with you, sir?
Yeah,
sure.
The
cupcake's empty.
What do you want?
Oh, you know I'm a classy bitch. Can I have some wine, please?
Wine?
Yeah.
We have wine, and we have wine things.
What are the other things?
Coffee.
I like things.
Try
Give me
this.
Some of the things.
This is interesting.
Sure.
This is interesting.
Let's see if I can just put this down.
Watch
okay,
this.
I know. I'm just, you know, I, my thumbs were starting to give way. Okay, here we go. So.
Oh, hey, that looks delicious. There's a color to that.
Try that.
It smells like strawberries, Dr.
Susan. Yeah,
it's you smell like strawberries, Trixie.
Do you?
Uh-huh. Actually, I smell strawberries. I thought it was Trixie.
Well, that's probably it. That's
so. First times. Let's talk about first times.
Oh.
Right? Okay. What was your first time?
I've got plenty of first times, darling.
Right. So what comes to mind as your first time? There could be many definitions.
The first time
first
was
kiss,
my one
first
night stand, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A one night stand.
I was 13, and I had my first one night stand.
Wow. And your first one night stand was your first sex?
It was my second sex. But first one-night stand.
Okay, first one-night stand. I see. So you're defining first times as first one-night stands because
know,
it was particularly intense?
It was interesting. That's the answer. Sure.
Was it with a boy or a girl?
It was with a girl.
Uh-huh. Older? Yes.
Yeah, actually. She was only like 2 years older than me.
That's really interesting. My first time was with a girl.
Was with a girl also, right.
I know, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Different.
So
it's common.
I know, I'm different from you guys. Right. My first time was with a guy.
With a guy.
Oh. Well, unless you count playing tickle.
Yuck.
You know, I had really, really crazy games that I played with my next door neighbor who was a girl. You know, a lot of... Like,
did you tickle her in her
all that stuff, all that private stuff. So, you know, it is a little bit tough to define first times. But my first intercourse was with a guy. Yeah. Sort of romantic.
Mine was with a pup.
Yours was okay. With your first intercourse, you actually penetrated the pillow? Wow.
How does that work? I mean, there's feathers. How does
you
that even
wrap it
sound
around,
like a good thing?
You don't have one of those things.
No, your first time was with a hooker. It was on
my
the stairs.
Time, no,
you
my,
actually
my,
didn't even get to her.
I didn't get to her. I ejaculated in my...
Prematurely.
She was excited.
A tendency of first-timers, especially male first-timers.
I was 15. I mean, come on.
And females are the opposite. We take, you know, we don't... I didn't come my first time. I didn't come for a while. Did you come?
No. The first time I came was with a vibrator. And I started watching porn early on.
Wow, you cheated early. Wow.
I was a different generation. You know, that was when satellite was starting to barely, like, break in and stuff. And my parents didn't know about blocking the channel. So I had HBO After Dark. I had you.
And I encourage vibrator play if you haven't been able to come otherwise. Yeah. Okay, so we have callers.
Lily has a friend.
Oh, a friend. Well, we should introduce Lily first.
Yeah,
Lily.
I know. Yeah. Why are you already having an entourage? So, okay. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Okay, well, we should first of all give out the phone number, which we haven't done yet.
I have a brand new phone number.
We have a brand new phone number. Well, actually, we have the same old toll-free number, which is 1-866-289-7068. Okay, that's anywhere in North America. Although I think you Mexicans have to call the 310 number. I'm not sure. But I know the Canadians get to call the 866 number, which means we pay for the call, 1-866-289-7068. And otherwise, if you're in, like, Singapore or Mexico or, you know, Inglewood or anywhere, you can call 310-568, right? 0066. It fantastic. Still has three sixes in the number, so we're still a devilish group. 310-568-0066. What are you drinking?
What?
I don't know. Max fed me something delicious.
You want some more?
We should get them as a sponsor.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, try this.
Mm. Now, speaking of sponsors.
Are they both flavored?
No, one is apple.
Oh, well, apple
that
strawberry.
That is good.
Right?
Mm. But I need to use my straw here. Okay.
Penis straw, signature.
You know, otherwise I just get, like, cum all over my face.
I wish they had vagina straws. I would love to suck a beverage.
They
out of a
do
clit.
Have hoodies now made of Vagisoft fleece. I was just reading about this, right?
Okay,
Vagisoft.
What
no,
is
it? It's just supposed to feel like a mermaid's marshmallow pussy. But I don't know, that sounds kind of sticky and
mermaid's
yucky to me.
Marshmallow and pussy, I'm sold, Dr. Susie.
You know,
like the whole hoodie.
I was reading about this.
Vagisoft. What is it, a hoodie? Like
it's
a sweater?
Hoodie, like a sweater, like
that
my hoodie.
Like a
but my hoodie is made of lace, and this hoodie is made of vagina. No, it's made
of Vagisoft.
It's like a hoodie. It's supposed to
fuck
feel...
Yeah, I'd love to cozy up in a vagina.
It's softer than a worm's ass or something.
A silkworm's ass.
It's softer than a silkworm's ass.
A silkworm's ass.
Oh, my God. I would...
I don't know about the silkworm's ass. But
either way, I would love to cozy up in a nice little... beautiful vagina at night.
Yeah, it's just, you know, kind of some of that soft, fleecy fleece, but it's called Vagisoft.
It just went back into production. They made two of them.
They're, probably the third customer.
Yeah, well, you can sponsor us, Vagisoft.
Right?
We're with you.
Love that shit.
We'll wear Vagisoft lingerie, you know?
Hey, I'd love to have Vagisoft on my vagina.
Now, speaking of sponsors, I guess we could call Kenny Dew, my sponsor, because he gave me a discount today. Because I told him, Kenny
Dew. Your hair does look amazing.
Kenny Dew hair.
Yeah.
He did my hair.
And he has great prices. I'm going to cut my hair.
Blue dry my hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's
Kenny
Dew. He's just down the street on Bonobo Way.
On Bonobo Way. Kenny Dew hair. Look him up.
Kenny Dew
okay.
Hair.
So let's introduce our producer.
Oh, I have brand new.
But I think
producer.
She's either going to have to sit in your lap.
She has a mic and headphones.
Hey.
Oh, you have a mic. Okay. So let's turn this around. And here she is. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, may I introduce Lily Kirkwood.
She won our fantastic producer contest.
Yeah, we had a contest.
Yeah, she was the winner.
We actually had finalists
dinner.
Come to dinner. Right.
She did come to dinner, didn't
right,
she?
And we had another finalist whose name we will not mention.
Right.
She did not win.
She who shall not be named.
What did they win?
She won a job. I mean, a position. Assume the position.
In
we don't call it. It's not really a job. It's not really. What is it?
She won a new lifestyle.
She won a position. Yeah. So here she is. So well, this is certainly your virgin show in every way on Dr. Susan TV.
Yeah. Not
too
close to
super
me.
Super virgin.
Mm. Blur out. Yeah. Okay. So welcome, Lily.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I am doing very well.
Yeah. And so like it's everyone's virgin time, and so tell us when you lost your virginity, or we could say, to be more sex positive, gained. What do you gain?
Sexual
experience. Well, hopefully you have your sexuality before that. It's a certain level of experience that you gain, I guess.
There's been a couple times I've gained. I guess love the inexperience.
Pick any of them. We're up for grabs. Could be first orgasm, first kiss, first intercourse, first love.
Oral explosion.
Spoken by the lesbian.
Not too close to
a fella one time.
A fella, okay.
Valentine's Day. And I do remember lots of lemon drops being involved and lots of roses. And it was a really fantastic.
You don't remember anything else? Were there drugs involved in the lemon drops?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So this was your first what?
This was one of my first experiences with adult pleasure and love.
Adult pleasure and love. Okay, right, because kids, of course, do do some exploring, but by themselves, hopefully not with adults.
Hey.
You know, that's for them.
Some kids are a little bit more mature than others.
This is a very special time for me.
It was. So, were you an adult?
I was. I was.
Were you a young adult?
I was, and I was learning lots and lots and lots.
And what did you learn that night of lemon drops?
The night of lemon drops and roses, I learned a lot about myself and a lot about becoming a part of a community. I had a wonderful dinner with a lot of friends, and then, you know, I had some personal time with a very special fellow. So it all around was a lot of fun.
Wow, okay. So, you know, community.
You know, I had sex one night with a
girl. Community?
No, with a girl on lemon drops. And I went to take a shower the next morning. And there was a lemon drop
in your
stuck
ass.
In my ass.
I knew it was going to be in your ass. It's the only orifice.
It wasn't in my ass.
That's
the
signature.
Stuck to the cheek. Okay. Well, I thought, you know.
I thought I had a pimple. Okay.
Hey,
okay,
lemon drops are delicious.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Lemon drops, I mean,
it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Mmm.
Right?
Okay, so am I still...
You're there.
Did my microphone fall off? Okay.
No,
so so we're excited about shows that are coming up on DrSusie.tv. It will not always be just our wonderful selves, although it is now. Well, wait. Before we get into shows coming up, we have a caller.
Let's see if this works.
This is a friend.
That's right.
Oh, right. Let's test our telephone system.
Okay.
Does the caller have a name?
What is the caller's name?
He hasn't really called. I was just asking that he just called and he said,
when did he call back?
Was he on hold?
Yeah.
We're ready for calls.
But then, yeah.
We're ready.
Okay, we are ready for calls. Did I say that? Yeah. don't all call at once.
Yeah.
Please.
But, you know, when there's a break in the call volume, you might be able to get through at 1-866-289-7068 or 310-568-0066. And you can also tweet us at Radio Susie 1, right?
That's correct.
And Bennett is out there, I hope, I think. He is, Bennett is now tweeting from Radio Susie 1, which is RadioSuzy 1. None of that SUSIE stuff.
Right?
SUZY. Why? So we're available. Okay, so since we don't have a caller, let's talk about us.
What's up, Dr. Susie?
Well, what's up is we're, you know, making our new village here, a village of Bonoboville.
No, go pet it. Looks like a little treehouse.
And I'm excited for many reasons. I'm really excited because, you know, actually just the other night, I met one of my heroes in the whole wide world of life. And I have very few, because I think most people suck, actually. In a good way, you know. I mean, but this woman is like, I don't know. I mean, for some people, I guess the Mother Teresa, I would say, of bonobos.
Right, so she has an orphanage for bonobos, right?
Her name is Claudine André. Yes, she has an orphanage for bonobos, a sanctuary called Lola Ya Bonobo, which is in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And, you know, the bonobos certainly need a sanctuary because they're highly endangered and everybody's trying to kill them. Not everybody, but just enough people are trying to kill him because there's not very many bonobos, you know. And so she has this wonderful place, like a paradise, for the bonobos, for the little babies who are orphaned when their mothers are shot as bushmeat by hunters. And I mean, the hunters are terrible and everything, although some of them are shooting because they're hungry. And sometimes it's because rebels are taking over the villages and forcing them to go into the jungle and holding their families hostage and saying, you know, we're not going to let your family go until you bring home a big piece of meat. And to them, a bonobo is a big piece of meat, but a bonobo is so much more. I mean, so is any animal in a way, but a bonobo is 98.7% genetically similar to humans. They are the make love, not war chimpanzee that swings through the trees as well as with each other. And yeah, they're very inspirational to us. We love the bonobos. And Claudine, she saves the babies and takes care of them. And then the ultimate result is release into the wild, and hopefully they don't get shot when they're released into the wild. Well, they are released into an area that's guarded by these villagers called the Po, who are fishermen, not hunters, and hopefully, supposedly, they're protecting the bonobos. Anyway, it's
so
all
the
very
po
iffy.
Protects bonobos?
The Po
protects bonobos.
The Po protects
bonobos.
Right. It's all very difficult to pronounce, but it's very important to do. And Claudine does it, you know, and she's just this gorgeous, flame-haired French woman in the Congo, married to...
Very sexy.
Yes, yes, married to a half Tutsi, half Italian.
Ooh,
I had to chime in
class.
There saying, my guy's half Italian, too.
She likes a little cream in her coffee.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know. Out there in the heart. The heart of darkness, right. It is the area that Conrad wrote about, right?
Oh, that sounds lovely. That sounds so, like, hot and sweaty. And
it is hot and sweaty, and hopefully, you know, unless you're getting, like, macheted or shot or something.
True.
But, yeah, you know, that's a little bit of a problem there. But
that's great for a victory after you've, like, beat up some people who try to kill some bonobos.
Well,
and then it's like,
you know,
hey, we won. Victory sex.
The victory is to save the bonobos, and they, I'm sure they have a lot of victory sex. Not with the bonobos, okay?
No, with each other.
With each other, right.
She's a great storyteller.
She is.
Yeah, and losing her house twice. And,
yes.
You know.
Yes, well, because, of course, the rebels
overran the house. Yeah, but the guy next door came out with a rifle.
Yes.
And they killed him, and they looted him, and then burned down his house.
Of course.
Fuck yeah.
They came out like bonobos.
And they put their hands up, and they said, you know, take everything, take everything. And then the people went in and they brought out some boxes for them to sit on.
And seriously? So it's like, oh, here, have a seat while we rob you.
While we rob you, seriously. Mm-hmm. And they robbed everything. They took
the
electric wiring out of the walls.
Out of the walls.
Seriously?
They didn't take their lives. They didn't kill them. And so, you know.
Since you were so passive about it, we'll just, you know, here, be comfortable while we rob you.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they were insured. I don't know.
By Allstate?
By Congo State.
You're in good hands.
Right. So I mean, she's been through so much, even outside of her whole saving of the bonobos.
Oh my goodness, that's phenomenal.
And many thanks to Debbie Sandler.
Not once, twice.
Right. So we should give out her website, right?
It's website.
friendsofbonobos.org. friendsofbonobos.org. And that's where you can adopt a bonobo.
And here's the thing. It costs about $5,000 a year to maintain just one bonobo. And
that's
you know,
a child.
Yeah. The dolphins, they get all kinds of funds, and the gorillas get funds, and all of these other apes get funds, and so horses get funds, you know, dogs get bonobos is very difficult because
they're sexual.
Sexual.
Hey, I'll support anybody who likes to do it as much as I do.
Well, that's what we're figuring because, you know, some people who are trying to raise money for bonobos try to downplay their sexuality.
Right.
And, you know, that's one approach. That is not our approach.
Well, it's not an approach that's been working either.
Not exactly, because in fact, like people say, you know, like, well, what's the big deal with bonobos? What about the mountain gorillas? And what about the spotted owl? And what about those silverbacks are into fucking. Well, they have harems.
The spotted owl doesn't stick.
We like the silverbacks.
The bonobos are
very much fun, and they are the closest to us. Common chimps are also close to us, but common chimps are actually not endangered. They are somewhat endangered, but not that endangered. Bonobos are highly endangered. We could lose them.
Oh, no. That's like our closest genetic link. For all we know, that could be the missing link.
Well, the whole missing link thing is a little weird, but
that requires testing. We don't want them to test on our bonobos.
Missing link is something that religious people actually use to try to discredit evolution.
Seriously?
But, yeah, they try to say that there is a missing link, and it's, like, impossible to find. But bonobos are our closest relatives. Common chimps on one side, bonobos on the other side, very close. In fact, bonobos are closer to us than they are to gorillas. How about that? Even though they look more like gorillas, right? So, and here's our producer again, fixing her hair.
Oh, she's always fixing.
Oops, no, that's Max fixing his hair. No, there she is. She's behind Max there. Let's look at your outfit. Okay, this is
like
Lily. Yeah, this is a little bit of a like a virgin outfit, you know? The corset and the kind of funky lingerie. We have to call it funky, right? And sneakers, all right? Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, we changed. Oh, high heels.
Oh, this bitch put shoes on.
You have to turn on your mic.
Okay. Oh, oops. Mic. Turn on the mic. Okay.
Where's the flashlight?
We're into show mode now.
Okay. Here we go.
Those are like...
I feel like the cop-out. Like, I should go put my boots on.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That looks kind of good. I like the lighting on those heels there, yeah.
No,
could do a whole little dance there.
I love the lighting.
Yeah.
I love
to dance.
Yeah. So you've got some experience doing burlesque, huh?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
We have a stripper pole, by the way, in the studio. Did you notice?
I know. We have to break the stripper pole's virginity.
That's an antenna.
That is a very large antenna,
if
Max.
Anybody asks you,
you know,
is
I'm actually new to stripper poles. I haven't studied the stripper pole yet.
Uh-huh.
You haven't studied the art of exotic dance?
I have not.
Okay.
I have been, up until this point, I've been pretty much strictly a 1940s burlesque artist. So,
1940s.
And it is a little bit different than what you would call exotic dancing of, you know, modern day today, but I have
it's the art of seduction, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's in the art of striptease. And we actually may be having a couple guests in the next radio interviews that may be able to explain that a little bit better.
Oh, let's talk about that. We're going to have Tempest Storm.
Tempest Storm.
You know?
Tempest Storm.
Tempest Storm. She's an icon.
Legend, right?
Right. And, of course, we had Betty Page on the show in 1996.
Young.
No, not... Well, I mean,
depends on what you call young.
But she's like 76, I think, when she was on the show. I mean, 1996, she was in her 70s. She was only on audio. She wouldn't show her face at that time, and it was her first interview that she had done, like, since she disappeared in the 1960s. And she did do an interview with the lifestyle, the rich lifestyles of the rich and famous, or that she
Robin
did
Leach?
With Robin Leach.
With
right.
Robin Leach.
Right, but that was only a few
minutes.
He's
a friend of ours.
He is.
Yes.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Absolutely.
Hi, Robin.
And he's another old guy.
Yeah.
He's ancient.
He,
God.
Well.
Is he still alive?
He's still.
Yeah, he's in Vegas. He's alive.
But he looks good.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
He's the modern science.
Anyway. Betty, of course, did some films with Tempest and some burlesque performances.
Right, wasn't she a native some sort?
They did, like, was it Stripperama? I'm going to have to bone up on my Tempest Storm
Stripperama
history, but I think it was Stripperama.
I'll research with you.
And Betty plays
her maid. That's why our site is called... What is our site called with the Clipperama?
Oh, Clipperama.
Our
right.
site is called.
Oh, wait a second! No! I just remembered. It's called Teaserama.
Teaserama, right? Teaserama.
Well, see, you were going to let everybody think it was called Stripperama.
Well,
it's called Teaserama.
That was like a secondary name. Matt.
But Stripperella is also going to be on
oh,
later.
Oh, yeah, Stripperella.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But,
oh, dear.
But Tempest okay. Storm, we're very excited about, and they're making a movie of her life.
I'm so excited for that movie. You have no idea. How about you, Lily?
She's
since you are all burlesque-y.
I can't wait.
Oh, Lily?
I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Yeah.
For this event.
Well, it's going to be an event. You know, it's going to be one of those event shows.
I feel like we should have the premiere.
Oh, and you know what? The other day...
That's why we didn't want to do it tonight, just in case, you know...
Who was the woman...
We fucked up.
Right, this is our fuck-up show. It's just staff.
Who was the girl that
Cheers.
Was on with Betty Page? We just...
Dita Von Teese.
Dita Von Teese.
That's who was 17
oh.
when you
when
interviewed her.
She was 18 years
no,
old.
No, she was not 17.
No, she
bitch.
Was 18.
She was 18.
She was
excuse
18.
Me, excuse me. I misspoke.
Los Angeles,
she was
California
legal.
Here. She was 18, right?
She was 18. And Susan ran a picture of her
but
when
just
she was
18.
At the show.
And
yeah,
her name
I've seen the picture on the site.
Heather
yeah.
Sweet. That was her name.
She was
at the
hot.
Time.
And
she
immediately
hot.
Retweeted that.
She did.
Yeah.
She looks
Dita's
good.
Dita's adorable.
Right.
Dita, I will feed you all the lavender ice cream you can eat. I swear.
She likes lavender ice cream.
She likes lavender ice cream.
Lavender ice cream.
Yuck.
I bet it's
okay,
don't know
but I am wearing Dita Von Teese stockings, actually, right now.
No wonder you look fantastic.
They are kind of cool. Let's see if you can... Can you see the...
She is lovely.
You can't see anything. You need a flashlight.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, there's...
Those stockings are hot, Dr. Susie.
Right? Yeah, I can't. Okay, do you see the Dita Von Teese signature?
Such a tease.
There it is.
Mm.
Dita Von Teese.
for this store. If people want to...
Can we get both of them on one show?
...information about who we're going to have on our shows and more information about what we're all about, who should they contact?
You!
Me.
Not me, that's for sure.
They
you,
can
that's
always
your
job check,
or position.
They can always check the website, of course.
Sure, they can check the website.
Not for
Oh, who are you talking about? People want to know who to contact? Wait, are you talking about people who want to be guests?
They want to check
on
what's
the upcoming show,
our radio shows.
Our newsletter.
Right? Well, you know, they can go to blogamy.com.
Right.
Actually, they can, you know what, we are doing a new front page, which is drsusanblock.com, where you can go everywhere. You can join, you can go to Bonoboville, so drsusanblock.com, that's the basic
right.
site. I know, we have too many sites.
By the way, I'm wearing jockey underwear.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, are they, you know, one of our sponsors? Are they retweeting this? Excuse me.
I don't know, but I've been wearing them for a long time.
Right.
I mean, not this pair, but I mean jockeys in general.
Mm.
That's one for the guys. Okay?
So, our producer is flitting around.
Do we have a caller?
Oh, she has a caller. She's producing.
Do we have a caller?
Right.
She's producing.
Right. This is what part of producing. Right?
Okay.
It takes a while, though,
so
to assemble the caller. No, we're waiting for the caller.
Oh, we're waiting. Okay.
Well, you know what?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Hi there. Can you hear me? Well, that's Abraham.
Yeah.
Okay. He's our engineer, Abraham. Okay, but now we have the caller. See, this is why we didn't want to have Tempest on the first show. Iron out our key.
Hello, caller.
Right.
Caller. Hi. Welcome to Radio Susie One. So, this is our first show. And we're very happy to have you. But because it's our first show, I somehow didn't get your name. What is your name? You know what, darling? I wouldn't even know, so you could say whatever name you want. But be sure to also give out your social security number.
Okay.
What should we call you?
Forget this, so just give you some credit.
Virgin Caller 1? Virgin Caller 1?
What? Man Bear.
Ooh.
Are you big and burly like a man?
I'm sucking on a man bear right now. sort of a baby man bear. Anyway, Man Bear, welcome to our first show. You're joining us for our Virgin Experience, broadcasting live from LAX.
We're right next to the runway.
Oh, thank you.
We have some amazing tech guys here.
All along since... Well, we're still having some technical difficulties.
We haven't figured out anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're figuring this out as we go along.
We did figure...
Aww. Isn't he
precious? Man Bear, we're going to give you a free ticket to Bonobo.
Pets for you, Man Bear. Pets for you.
Where are you calling from, Man Bear? Oh, wow. Well, we're not going to pay your airfare or anything, but we'll just let you into Bonoboville for a little while. You can come to a show. Right? He gets a free pass
to a show. He's
our first caller.
Well, right?
In new Bonoboville.
We'll pick you up either at the bus station or at the airport.
We could pick you up at the airport.
In the Bonobomobile.
We are right by the airport.
We're right next to the airport.
So, all right. Can you hear the planes? Yeah. Is that sexy for you? Have you ever joined the Mile High Club? No? Oh, you only flew on a plane once? Wow. How old are you? Oh, 24. Okay.
man bear, you got a deep voice for 24.
Mm. Right?
Yeah, yeah. And you got to get some fly miles under your belt there. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Have you ever joined the Mile High Club, Trixie?
Yes, I have, actually.
You would. You probably only flew once and you had sex.
No, I've flown multiple times.
Oh, multiple times. Did
multiple
you have sex
times.
Multiple times on the airplane?
Yes, I've had my pussy licked in an airport bathroom in the little teeny bitty stall.
Does that count?
That does count.
Airport bathroom? I don't know.
No, when you're in the little stall.
In the airplane bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, of course that counts.
Yeah.
Airport.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay, this is a radio show.
I have to specify. That doesn't count either.
All right. Parking lot of an airport. No, but that sounds interesting. I want to hear about the sex in the parking lot. Were you saying goodbye to somebody or hello?
Turn this, hold on a second. Abe, turn that sound down a little bit. We're getting real squeaky.
I feel like I'm in outer space.
Right?
Wow. I mean, we're talking about, you know, airports and flying, and I felt like I was up in a flying saucer just now.
Did you feel your ears pop, Dr. Sandy?
Definitely ears popping, and strange sounds and everything. But so you're in the airport parking lot, and we're back to the sex with Man Bear.
So it was random girl bangs the taxi cab driver fantasy. Is that what that was?
Boy, you got a random girl.
That's
Man Bear.
Right?
That sounds
that's awesome.
Sort of
high five
hot.
To you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the lady in a limo driver.
Right?
Except it's...
You
really.
Sound like a very lucky guy.
Mm. Either that or he's good looking. We don't know, because we
hey,
don't see
him.
Hey,
he's a man bear.
Yeah.
Everybody loves big, cuddly bears.
Okay, so tell us about your first time. This is the Virgin Show. Yes, you may. Ding dong. Avon Lee.
Let him talk.
Did
confess,
we VHS copies?
C'est moi. That is me. My VHS copy.
Self-love. You might as well go ahead and say you beat me.
Oh,
first time
right.
You self-love
yeah.
Susie Speakeasy from HBO. I just had to repeat that since
yeah, no,
there was,
right.
You know. I'm impressed.
You know,
the
that's,
first time.
Yeah. Wow.
No, I'm touched. Man Bear. I should give you some sort of diploma for completion. You know? I mean, it's one thing to go to school. It's another thing to graduate. That's fantastic. Well, we're actually now wallowing in the fact that the first time you masturbated to completion was to my HBO show.
Those are the things that give us joy, to
right.
Understand.
Dirty, wait a second. This is a Midwestern, what, dirty? Moi? I was all, like, enjoying
Okay. No.
Okay. So, so the guy had an illegal tape. Give me the guy's name.
Old Willem.
Older women.
And that too.
Older look at that. Women.
Look what we've done.
Well, everybody's older than him. He's only 24.
Dr. Susie, you did inspire my love of older women as well.
Max, okay.
Excuse me, everybody.
He's going to butter you up.
Everybody quiet. could you say that again?
Well, yeah, there he is.
Yeah, here
he
I am.
He is in a room full of hot chicks.
Chicks.
And liquor.
Naked chicks.
And
chicks
liquor.
And liquor.
Hot chicks.
No, there's three of them right here.
Yeah, and this is just the staff. We
well, there's three and a half.
It's yet.
Actually three and a half. There's another one.
Three and a half?
Oh, Max.
Never mind.
Oh, Captain.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Well, thank you very much. And,
well, Man Bear, wow. This is just, you know, very sweet.
No, that's a, you know what? That's a really... Let me tell you this.
He's 24, what? So 1996.
He was like a little kid. He's a young kid.
We don't want to even say, but people could figure it out.
If you know your maths.
Oh.
Oh, 99 when you receive the tape. Okay.
Good. Okay.
Oh, actually, the Dr. Susie's, that was 99. It was 99. Yeah, there was another one that I was thinking of that was 96, right. But you saw the one which is like, it's an art opening, actually, an erotic art opening at our first space in downtown L.A.
Right.
And we have artists and porn stars and
but here's the thrilling
flying
thing.
Blow-up dolls.
Here's the thrilling thing for me, Dr. Susan.
Yes.
That... You sit here in front of a microphone, and you talk, and you dance around in front of a camera, and you don't really know...
Well, you are, except you're supposed to wait just a moment while Max says something profound. He's speaking. Max is trying
to issue a
profundity, and I was.
The hero is speaking.
The profundity is
your
that
hero is speaking.
When I hear these stories like you just told, it gives me all the joy in the world to know that we have reached out like AT&T and touched someone. That's all I gotta say.
Fuck AT&T! I hate those bastards.
It's beautiful. Mm.
Okay, so tell us your first time. Yeah,
I was honored. That was 1996, actually.
Right.
And Betty spoke to us for about
She was supposed to be on for 10 minutes.
Right. That's what her handler said.
But she was just wonderful.
She told me I have a sexy voice.
That's what
yes,
she said.
Do, Dr.
And
Susie.
She said it in that accent.
I'm sure she did.
And she has a very deep
voice.
And when I said to her, because she's a very religious woman, she's a Christian, born again Christian, and I said, how?
You got married to Marilyn Manson?
That was Dita Von Teese.
And we're talking about.
I'm talking about Betty Page.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Same page. Same page now.
It's all good. You know, they're all kind of burlesquers or hot. You know. So, yeah. I said, well, you know, you go to church every day now. You pray every day. And how do you feel about your past in terms of your current devotion to God? And she says, well, I'll tell you. God created Adam and Eve. Naked as jaybirds. So, I think God is okay with me having been nude. Now,
it's true.
And by the way, you can
you
listen.
You came in. She's.
You can hear that interview on the. You can hear that interview in the archives. Radio
Absolutely.
Susie
One. Archives of Radio
I would love
One.
To hear that.
So,
great show.
So,
sure.
Man Bear, are you still there? Oh, I love the way he says man. I have a little frogger here made by Jux Lee.
Mm. I love Jux Lee.
Mm. He made cannabellies.
Mm. He does, and I have my keychain is shaking with it.
But we are going off on tangents. We have another caller. Can you very quickly tell us about your first time experience?
All right. Wait.
Little baby.
First time what? Attempting. Okay. Did not succeed. Right. It's probably a good thing you didn't succeed. Probably, I think. Nine's a little young for...
What, did you have trouble getting into the belly button? Or?
Probably he was getting into the belly button. That was the problem. Wow. Was this with a female? An older woman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
You lucky kid.
Tried when you were a kid, conquered when you were
wow.
a man.
Wow. So she apologized to you for having kind of horned in on you at age 9, which was a little
yeah.
much.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Although Max thinks she was lucky. But
sounds like an epic journey of love to me.
Mm.
Yeah,
she's
that's lucky.
Such a
that's
child.
Lucky.
Yeah, well, he's got some chest hair.
Yeah.
He's a very handsome man.
Something like that. If you
he is
your
a
eyes.
Very handsome
what
man.
What do I have on the side? What?
I don't know. What does he have on the side? Are you talking about women he has on the side? Or
my belly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's
yeah,
got white
oh,
streaks
yeah.
on the side.
Full head of hair, white streaks.
Thick, luscious hair.
Luscious hair.
Mm-hmm. So,
That's very nice of you.
Man Bear is fun, but
yeah,
I hear we have this other caller. Is that correct, or is that a mirage?
Well, let me ask you one more question.
Abraham, come on over
here. Is
this
the first time you've listened to the show on the internet, or?
I want to hear more about this other caller.
Hello?
Yeah, Man Bear.
Man Bear. So, is this the first
like
time you've
you
listened to
man.
The... Is this the first time you've listened to the show on the internet? Hello?
Man Bear, can you hear Max?
No, Man Bear's still there. We
okay,
the
he asked you a question.
But is this the first time you've listened to the show on the internet? All right. Yep, that's what I said.
Original.
So...
Oh, you don't hear him directly. Okay, see, this
okay.
is the technical difficulties part of the show.
We're working the kinkies out.
Mm.
Yeah, no, no, I
no,
got
we
you.
We didn't
I got
think
you.
You were a simpleton.
No, 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 that's right. Even if you were, it's all right. It's,
yeah.
We love everybody.
Well.
Well, except for preachers next door.
Oh, no, the preacher's gone.
Well,
you know
he's
what?
Nice. He's nice.
God told
him
to move. First, for a while, God was telling him to stay.
Stay.
And he was finding chapter and verse
and one
to
day,
explain why he had to stay.
Stay. And one day...
God changed his mind.
God changed his mind.
Which if
said,
you read the Bible,
right.
God does all the time.
Right. And so. God said, you got to leave. And he said, when God tells you got to leave,
mm-hmm.
you got to leave. That's like your mama telling you, you got to leave, kid.
You gotta leave.
Right? But here's the funny part. It wasn't
the
God
robe,
at all.
Jack.
It was a guy in a black robe.
Called
yeah.
a judge.
he was a judge. And he said, you gotta leave. Thank you so much.
Thank
next caller.
Who are you thanking? Oh, we have a call, another call?
Yeah.
Oh, so Man Bear. Can you call us back next week?
Please? Yeah. Yes, Man Bear.
We really would. You make us feel very secure.
Right.
You know us.
I feel the cuddles, Man Bear. I feel the cuddles.
And
darling. Pets for Man Bear, pets for Man Bear.
And a lick. I gave you a lick.
You got a lick, too. If you were watching this with a
go,
webcam,
Man Bear.
Lick.
Right. My tongue's a little purple from the cosmos.
Who's online, too?
Okay. The lick was not from Max.
No.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, line two.
Okay, well, who's online, too?
Who's online, too? Do I have a first and last name, something?
We need a first name.
Hello?
Oh, that's Abraham. Hey!
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Susie One. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello. Kate and Sam. Wow.
I'm doing great,
but you sound like you're at the bottom of a well. Okay, we need to adjust the volume of the phone call so that it's different. So obviously, these are different than Man Bear.
Different
phones.
This
is Kate, Catherine Imperial. Your other woman.
Mamma mia.
One of your favorite women.
I'ma love you. Hi, Catherine.
The one you talk about when we have sex. You know?
No, I do not. I do not.
Damn.
Well, you might as well.
How are you, Catherine?
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Who's Catherine? Catherine sounds hot.
We're up and running. We're getting ourselves together here. We're broadcasting from beyond the wall, the Great Wall of China. And we're at LAX, actually, and that's the planes you hear being landed. Mm-hmm. And this is Trixie. She says you sound hot. Trixie is my new manager. And Catherine is amazing. You've never bartended this show or Catherine?
Catherine is just...
I met Helen. I don't know who Catherine is.
Catherine,
who are you,
girl? Comes from, like, the Santa Barbara area.
I like Santa Barbara.
And she and Sam are two hot, like, what would you call it? They manage bands? Band managers?
Yeah.
Right?
They manage great bands
like the DTs and...
Catherine, do you have tattoos, Catherine?
Well, I don't know if you can hear her, Catherine, but... Okay, she asked if you have tattoos. And she has many beautiful tattoos. She has this one kind of leopard tattoo.
And you guys got to talk one at a time because it's a very weak signal coming in.
Okay, so we're going to let Catherine talk and describe some of your tattoos. Oh, well, that was delicious. I mean, I can visualize her body because I've seen it.
Oh, no,
this is
amazing. Yeah, she has got this.
Especially with fire blowing up her ass.
Incredible body.
She does. She has an incredible body. And then there's Samantha, who has also got an incredible body. And
but she also has this really cute face. This really delicious pudding.
Yes. Punim is face in Yiddish because we're not.
I love the punims. It's all about the punims.
Shana punim.
Shana punim. Shana punim.
Okay, so we got to have you come down here, but we have to get control of the whole building.
Right.
Right now.
Tuesday.
We're sort of. Tuesday, we think.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, we should have control of the building.
We should. And then we're going to have you you come here with
We're going to have a beautiful guest room.
Oh, yeah. You could stay.
Ooh. You can come stay in my office, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. So what bands are you, what band might you bring?
Or who are you doing now?
The DT. They are so good.
Yeah?
Seriously.
They
are,
like
they are
a
really good. I mean, she represents a few good bands, but they're actually, I don't want to say anything against the other ones, but I can't even
they're
remember their names. But the DTs are really good. They're
Dr.
the best.
Susie, you have good taste, so I will.
Thank you.
I will co-sign that.
My taste. So, and Catherine is fantastic, and actually she was introduced to us by a professor, Professor Abramson,
okay.
who wrote a few books, including a book called Sex Appeal.
Ooh, I remember that episode. I was just watching that.
Oh, yeah. So Catherine was there. That was Catherine's first time on the show. Speaking
of
first times.
Catherine, I love you.
Yes, that was her first time. And
I secretly love you, Catherine.
Yes, she has that tattoo going right
up there.
What'd you say, Catherine?
Obviously, we need to improve our sound. Here.
Well, it's the telephone. It's the telephone.
I don't know, but Catherine, just so you know, I kind of want to look at that too. Just so you know, when you come here, you have to make that a thing.
So, when did you have sex for the first time, Catherine? 16.
Oh, she was a baby.
Kind of a baby.
Kind of. Oh. I'm a lady.
Was it good? It was good. It was like, you have a lot of expectations for the first time.
Yeah, you do.
It's almost always going to be a little
bit
of a...
It's never like the movies.
Well, we love you, Catherine. We can't wait to have you here. And
I love you, Catherine.
And Trixie is going to, you know, think about you tonight. Max is going to talk about you as we have sex. awesome.
You just listen. By the way, you also have this incredible voice. It's really...
She does have a nice voice.
Yeah,
we hear that now, because usually we just see her. We're so busy looking at her,
right.
We don't notice her voice.
Right.
But she has a nice voice.
She has this really interesting, delicious voice.
Mm. It sounds a little bit raspy, but a little ladylike.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, I can take charge here.
It's the kind of woman that I want to hang around.
You know, I like women in power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Catherine is definitely.
Catherine is
in power.
She did this whole act where she walked around with one of the DT's guys on a leash, right before they started, you know, their
she's
first
beautiful.
Number.
It's leopard print.
Yeah. Well, she's into leopard also. She's like a leopard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, Samantha's hairstyle changes. Does she still have the big mohawk? Hi, Samantha. Samantha is so beautiful. The last time Samantha was here, we had one of those famous older porn stars. Who the hell was that? Stephen St. Croix.
Oh,
right.
I remember
and
him.
He could not stop drooling over Samantha's beauty, and he kept saying, "I want to sign her to Evil Angel."
I want to sign Samantha to my vagina.
Vagisol.
Vagisol. It's a contract. Sponsorship.
Samantha, how you doing? Pretty good. You'd be better if you were here, darling.
What?
You'd be better if you were sitting on Trixie's face.
One of my crotch. One of my face.
Yeah. how was your first time, Samantha? Yeah. It was all right. Your parents were at Burning Man. Wow.
Right? So it's like,
just,
well, my parents are fucking, right. I should too.
Yeah, you know? My parents were at Burning Man, so I thought I'd take advantage and get laid for the first time. All right. Did you have an orgasm? You'd know if you did.
Right. Can I give you an orgasm, Samantha?
Yeah. Good. Period. Or without your period.
Yeah. Hopefully without. Nobody.
Do you have sex
red
with
wings.
Your period? Oh, yeah.
Red wings.
I
do
have,
you have red wings?
I don't do it lately.
Do you and your partner have red wings together?
Mm.
I know, that's gross. It is gross.
It's a little gross,
saying.
But I had a lover that was really good.
Ew.
I would only do it with them in a hotel room.
Right? Where you don't have to wash the sheets after.
Where the maids would think we've committed a murder. Mm. You know, I couldn't hear that last
one.
Catherine and Samantha,
I
just
want to
say,
of you guys.
We love you. We're so thrilled that you could share our virgin experience on
right.
the air, broadcasting live from LAX.
And you're gonna, you're going to be amazed by our new building.
Right? You guys should come to our first show.
This is our first show.
I mean, like
the first big show. Like a more physical
video
show. Well, they're going to be the stars of that. They're going to have the band and...
True.
We have a new producer, Lily, here.
She's managing our beverages.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty good at it.
Say hi, Lily. This is Catherine and Samantha, and they're going to be...
They're fantastic.
...coming here with DTs. And, yeah. They're amazing. So...
Hey, and don't worry about DT, just come here.
DT
Max
for
likes
double
to
tricksy.
Be the only guy amongst the hottest girls in the universe. That's his, that's what he likes. That's what my husband likes.
He?
But I do bring guys in all the time.
I like to bring some girls in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
we
guys.
Love
we love you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Come visit.
Toodles,
come stay with us.
I've got... Sex toys for you.
What?
Sex toys.
I know. Thanks for helping us lose our virginity. Our
yeah.
Bizarre, you know?
Yeah, even though we can only hear about one third of what you said.
But it's important who's involved.
Yeah, exactly. Power to the people. Right. Peace through pleasure. Sex rock.
Make love, not war.
Am I vibrator?
Isn't that the one we were supposed to give to Fran?
Yeah. I kept it. Fran doesn't deserve it.
She needs it in her life.
No, she does. I'll give it to her after I lose it.
All right.
Okay.
Back.
So,
okay, so am I... Where did I go? I can't
hear
anything now.
How
I can't.
Are you guys feeling?
I can't hear
checking
anything.
Checking in.
Fucking
fantastic.
I don't hear Susan.
Did I disappear? Hello, hello.
No, there you go.
Test,
I
test,
you.
Test me. Test, test. Mm-hmm. Testicles.
Hello.
Testies.
Very low, though.
Okay. Hello, test, test. Here I am coming back.
Yeah. Can
see,
you
there's
turn
something
up
about
the
me
volume,
and the caller that they had to
volume.
Turn me down so that the
yeah,
caller.
It might have been her phone. She might have had a. She probably had us on speakerphone.
Mm. Okay.
That's probably what
that
was.
So, I've got a bow.
So
here. Yes. Love your boa, Dr. Susie.
11:48.
Okay.
We've
so,
done a tremendous show.
First show.
Yeah.
With,
yay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
West LA.
So, yeah. You know, I want to give. I'm a giving person, you know. And I'm
turn
and
over mic a little bit.
I have
turn
my dogma here.
A
okay, first times. If you haven't yet had your first time, and, you know, I do not direct this show to any minors. This is an adult show.
Adult?
Yes.
Yeah,
it is.
It's for adults. This is an
plus.
Yeah, 18 plus. However, you know, I cannot deny my awareness of the fact that some people listen to the show that might not be adults. And I hear that, for instance, from Man Bear, and others. Man Bear is my evidence.
Adult-minded.
Right. He's, well, but I mean, you know, sometimes young people are listening to the show, so it is a sex educational show.
It's not really for adults only when you're talking about speech. Speech is protected by the Constitution of the United States of America.
Yeah, but I suck on cock-shaped straws.
That's quite all right. That's what we don't want.
That says a lot about you, Dr.
That's what we don't want the young ones to see.
Both yeah. are equally important.
Yeah. Right. So, if you have not yet had your first time in terms of sexual intercourse, let's say first, I mean, there are many different kinds of first times. There's first orgasm. Have it any which way. There's first kiss, also pretty liberal about that. But first intercourse, I would like to make a few suggestions. You know.
Me for the ladies?
As the big sister, mother confessor, okay? In fact, I'm going to give you from on high, at this point very high, on whatever I'm drinking, which I should have some more of here, whatever that is.
Yes.
Okay. The 10 commandments of first-time sex. All right. Yeah, applause is in order.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 commandments of first time sex, okay?
How about that?
Number one, don't do it just because someone else wants you to.
True.
Do it because you want to and you're ready to. And we say, of course, but we know that, and maybe we're tough girls, but a lot of people out there do it because someone else wants them to. They do it because they're pushed into it. Don't do it for that reason. Do because you want to. Okay? Number two. Unless your first time is your wedding night, please practice safe sex and birth control. Don't start your sex life with an act of romantic stupidity.
Nobody wants a baby from a night full of fun.
Well, you know, I can't tell you how many people do that, you know, because they don't use birth control their first time, because it is their first time.
Antibiotics.
So, three. Do it with someone you love or think you love, or at least like a lot. Okay? Like them. You know, a lot of people don't do that.
Right?
They just do it, you know.
Just because it's the thing to do.
Right. Four. Location, location, location.
Hotel does wonders, honey.
Do it in a safe, private place. A lot of people who are doing it, you know, they do it in these crazy places.
Don't do it in the car for the first time, you know? Give it a break.
Five, don't be in a hurry. Okay, this is nothing against my husband.
Take your time, honey.
But guys, especially, are in a hurry. As Kierkegaard said, okay, quoting Kierkegaard here, most men pursue pleasure with such breathless haste that they hurry past it.
Now, I did not do that.
You came on the stairs.
Foreplay is key.
In your
size.
Pants.
Fancy stairs.
Yeah. Okay. Pansy stairs.
It's the pre-stairs. Where's to the real stairs.
Okay. Take your time the first time and every time. Six. Remember, there is no formula for how first times or any sexual times are supposed to happen. The best laid plans may not get you laid the way you plan.
Shit gets real fast.
Seven. Remember, the first time is not usually the best time. It's a learning experience. Just like the first time you ride a bike, you don't have your balance. The first time you make love, you haven't discovered the balance of your body parts. Eight. Don't do it just to get it over with. Some people have sex for the first time just to get it over with. They do.
I did.
They call it losing your virginity.
It was like, whatever.
You did!
I was like, meh. Eh. So that's sex. That's meh. And then the girl ate my vagina. And I was like, oh my god, it's the best thing ever. Please, give me more. And then all of a sudden I was a lesbian. It's a long story.
Anyway, where am I? Don't do it just to get over with. Don't do it just to be cool. Don't do it because your friends are doing it. Do it. Don't do it to rebel or get back at your parents.
That's important because you make mistakes that way.
Nine. Do it only when you're really ready to share intimacy and pleasure with someone you care about who cares about you. And 10. If you don't follow these suggestions or commandments, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up for it. It's just your first time, not your last time. Okay? So, you know.
That shit.
There you have it. The Ten Commandments of First Time Sex. Woo!
Dr. Susie, you've definitely given me a lot more insight into my sexual life. I thought I knew it all. And then I came here.
And then
I learned some new shit.
Right. Well, that's what we try to do. Okay. And okay. So, speaking of learning... Oh, I don't know. I was showing Trixie. Okay, you do it.
It's because I'm black and I need backlighting. I need light, darling. You know,
there we go.
I'm a person of color. Shit.
Well, I've got, you know, a disco ball just bouncing around.
Give me flashing lighting. I mean, I'll do what you want, but fuck, give me light.
Okay, so we've got a stripper pole.
Oh, yep. We do have a stripper pole.
Yeah.
Can we break in the stripper pole right now?
I don't know. Can we?
Is this the end of the show?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're winding up here.
I would love to shake my ass for you, Dr. Susie.
Yeah, I would love that. I think that
is
a proper
finale. Abraham, absolutely.
I think,
can I get some Britney Spears?
Have some music here.
Oh, yeah. The end of the show and Trixie's
gonna perform a trick.
Hold my cupcake, darling.
Of course.
Okay, here we go.
I will run in at the end.
Move that, Susan.
Oh, oops. Here she is, Trixie Plenty, on the stripper pole, on Radio Susie One, on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation, in your hard drive. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And she's shaking her booty in her sexy fishnets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what if I hear my commercial playing in the background of the music? It's all good. Yeah. She's wiggling that tutu. Mm-hmm. Trixie Plenty. Splitting open her vagisaw.
Fucking vagisaw.
Yeah. And we like the Argyle sock on one leg.
Right?
Yeah.
Someone.
I'm afraid to ask you to take it off. But she's taking it off! The sock, brothers and sisters. Oh, yeah.
It
goes down, and she has pretty pedicured toes.
Yeah, I did my just for you, Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mmm. She's making love to that pole. Now, how many radio stations have a stripper pole right in the middle of the studio? And it's a very small studio, but we managed to have a stripper pole. Shake it. Mmm. We're broadcasting live from Bonoboville. It's our first show, our virgin experience, and we're so glad to share it with you, my darling listener.
First time.
Mm. Remember, your first time is not always the best time, but it's the only time that's your first time. You never get to have a second first time.
And that's from Bonoboville.
That is a sturdy pole.
In California. You can look us up on Google. Just Bonoboville, Bonoboville, Ville, and join us in Bonoboville. We're giving you $1,000 worth of credits if you sign up right now.
$1,000?
Wow.
Are those like
away
regular dollars or Bonobo dollars?
These are Bonobo dollars, but they're worth $1. So you have $1,000 worth of credits to use on Bonobleville when we open the front doors. So from our house to your house.
Here, you gotta keep talking because I have my hair.
Well, we're done. It's 1 minute. We're almost done.
Okay, but
signing off for a moment.
Yeah.
Don't sign off yet.
Okay, so
we're done. That's the show.
Well, you know, this is time flies when we're
on
the air from Bonobo. Here we are. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Truth.
Create a commotion.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.